under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is a longtime Patriot conservative right here from Antrim County, a good friend of Vicky and I, is Christian Marcus is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, sir. You had an early morning. You got up early. You drove down to Lansing. You went to the Bureau of Elections. Why don't you tell the folks what you did down there this morning?
So I left. I was the very first person in line to get my paperwork done, and it was filling up rather quickly. I'm glad I was there early because it looks like they're going to have a busy day there in Lansing today. And I filled up my paperwork to run for the House seat, or the 105th.
The 105th House District seat currently occupied by Ken Borden, who, by the way, you and I recanted 4 years ago a photograph of us supporting him for his initial run for that seat. And, man, how quickly things have changed.
Yes, you know, I don't regret doing that work because I strongly believe that people with – they have God on their side, and they have potential to do good. And he is a Christian man, and I love him. But all throughout history, Christian men had to go to battle, whether it was with a horn or a staff or a spear, something had to happen. And I don't see it happening. Kind words do a lot, but in Lansing, it's not a very kind area to be. Speaking, you have to come there with a little bit of a bite, and I have that.
Absolutely. One thing that I was in talking with you about this possibility of you running was basically failed values, principles being advocated for, being pushed, like you say, being a patriot warrior down there, pushing, trying to get something accomplished that would benefit the people in the 105th, improve business climate for business owners, which you have been many, many years, and other things that you're passionate about. You just didn't see it from the current state representative.
No, I mean, passion starts from the very get-go when you start get involved in politics. And I didn't get involved until I was a reserve sheriff deputy in our county for 4 years. And it exposed me to what people felt and how they thought. I got involved in my local township as a trustee, was elected to the county commissioner seat for 10 years until I felt that I needed to move on. And I left that seat, even though people say you lost. Well, technically I did. But you know what? I didn't have it in my heart. And those who want to say that I lost that election, so be it. Whatever. I moved forward. I sold my business that same year. My wife and I wanted to turn a different page, and I really had hoped that my friend would do what needed to be done in the House seat, because if he wasn't, I told him flat out that I would. And now here I am finding myself 4 years later having to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you stepping up, and it's something that we've been pushing our listeners to do. A lot of folks running for county commissioner, others running for, you know, sheriff. We've got people running for clerks. We've got people running everywhere. And this filing has already made MERS News Service. They had a news alert that just went off on my phone as we speak, mentioning that Ken Borton will be primary challenged August 6th by you, Christian Marcus. And they sent me the news story just basically from your filing. So you're already making news down in Lansing. But are you able to stay through the break? We'd love to be able to talk to you a little bit more. Can you stay on through the break? Christian, are you there? I want to make sure you're there. Okay, very good. All right, we'll have more with Christian Marcus. We'll be right back.
Anticipate a call.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Christian Marcus, who just filed his paperwork to primary challenge current incumbent state representative Ken Borton for the 105th House District. I got a text message from Sherry LaFave, Christian, over in Onaway. She goes, "Woohoo! I wish I could vote for Christian. Lansing is a cesspool. Christian Marcus will stay out of that muck with principles and values that we can all be proud of, just like State Representative Neil Friske." Woohoo! And speaking of Neil Friske and Jim DeSena and Matt Maddock and others in the House Freedom Caucus, Christian, if you're able to defeat Ken in the August 6th primary, get elected in November, Is that something that you've thought about? Would you be willing to talk with and perhaps caucus with those guys?
Absolutely. Those are good people that I want to associate myself with, both in and out of the offices of Lansing.
Yes, absolutely. Now, one thing that I know is important to you, because you have a lot of experience in this, is mental health issues. You handled this issue when you were a county commissioner, when you were also a member of the Michigan Association of Counties from Antrim County. Explain to people why this is one of your hot button topics that you feel so critically important to our area.
Well, it's a topic that, you know, 10 years ago when I got involved, wasn't as prevalent as it is today. It's something that has been ignored and shelved over the years, and we have pressured many, many federal legislators to do something about it. And I am pretty passionate about the people who can't help themselves. And we have plenty of people in our district here that need that help, and I will aim to do the best I can to represent them and those that serve them too.
Absolutely. Well, I know one of the sheriff candidates that the Antrim County Republican Party endorsed was Matt Muladar. He's the current undersheriff in Otsego County next door, but he lives here in Antrim. You know Matt. And regarding a new jail, potentially a new municipal building here in Antrim County, because the old one is so outdated, needs to have a mental health component to it. And by including that in it, potentially setting us up for grant money coming out of Lansing to build it instead of the taxpayers here in Antrim County. Explain to people your involvement in this jail committee.
So the County Board of Commissioners is faced with the cost of having to build a jail. And with those costs come a potential ballot initiative for a bond. I had suggested that we take advantage of the opportunities to fund a portion of the jail through jail diversion type programs and seek that money that's available to us at the federal and state level. And I will be definitely going after that those monies. Northern Michigan suffers from not having locations for people to go to for these type of help, including our local jails. Our officers aren't babysitters, and they shouldn't be sitting in hospitals overnight for multiple periods of hours to while someone's waiting to be evaluated. We should be doing it in our own building, saving hours and hours of officers' time where they should be out in the streets.
Well, one of the things I'm excited about, and I've talked to different people in the surrounding communities, Traverse City, Otsego, Sheboygan, Charlevoix, Emmett, nobody has this type of mental health facility as a part of their jail. And I said, why can't we then resource the potential number of beds or the ability to serve people, you know, in these surrounding areas that could be feeders into this facility and provide a actual treatment? I mean, whether it's drug abuse, any type of substance abuse, drugs, whatever. A lot of times, Christian, this is where people have problems dealing with living and providing for their family. Leads to alcoholism, drug abuse, or whatever. Then it leads to potential for domestic violence, all kinds of issues that instead of just locking people up, we need to actually help offer a way to rehabilitate them and perhaps make them productive members of our society.
That's true. The judicial system, moms and dads across the country, including commissioners and everybody recognizes that it's getting worse. Fentanyl in our state, believe me, is a major contributor to these issues. It may not kill you the first time, but it's doing damaging effects to your whole psyche of your mind and your body. So those that don't die from it are suffering from it. And we have to educate these people. We have to also provide a safe place for them when those things go wrong. And we don't have those services right now. And it must happen and it must change.
Absolutely. Now, I know you were involved in as a commissioner for many years, 10 years. Again, we're speaking with Christian Marcus, former Antrim County commissioner, who's filed his papers to run in the Republican primary on August 6th against Ken Borden in the 105th. You were involved in a lot of different issues, not just mental health, but the jail and other things. If you get elected to go to Lansing, what other potential committees would you hope to serve on?
Government operations would definitely be one. Cutting that red tape and all the unconstitutional bureaucratic institutions that are getting basically handed over authority to impose fees, regulations, and really unconstitutional laws on us, the people. And we saw that over the last few years.
Yeah.
And it's got to change. It's gotten to the point where we're losing more and more of our own constitutional rights every, I'll call it every session that our government is in session.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing that I do want to ask you, because a lot of people are texting me, have you had yet time to set up in advance for a campaign website if people want to go and donate or volunteer or help you put up signs or whatever? Have you gotten that far along in the process yet?
In the preparation, yes. But in staying true to making sure I don't violate any laws at all ever was to make sure that I don't violate any campaign finance laws. So the preparation work is being done. I have to wait for specific EIN numbers and my committee assignment, my numbers for that, so that I can implement them and pay for these services that we're talking about.
Yeah, get them up and running and then be able to come back on and be able to talk about it and share it with the folks. One other question comes in from the 105th District itself. This is one of your voters. I believe he lives in Gaylord. He said, in working with others, as far as perhaps a new representative for the 103rd, the 104th, the 106th, Todd Smallenberg running against Cam Cavett, Neil Friske running for re-election, do you feel that you could be part of a Northern Michigan alliance, if you will, so that people could work together across all these multi-counties to better improve life for us here in Northern Michigan?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I don't think that's happening right now. That's one of the reasons why it's necessary for someone like me to throw my name in the ring, is because our representatives represent our districts. And unfortunately, that's not happening in the 105 right now. They're not working together. And I'd look forward to getting to know Todd or Cam, to be honest with you. I don't know either one of them very well, but they would be ones that I would want to get to know better, because we have lots of common beliefs in the Northern Michigan area. We want our freedoms. We don't want giant city sprawl, but we want adequate growth and to service the housing issues we do have in our small communities.
Sure, absolutely. One thing that I think is very interesting is, and I reported a story earlier, that they're breaking ground on a 300,000 square foot laboratory down in Diamonddale, which is just down the street, East Lansing, Michigan, that's going to house the Department of Health and Human Services, EGLE, and Labor Economic Opportunities, these three bureaucratic agencies for testing, lab testing of different things, fish species, viruses, toxins, also looking at some type of exploitation of the labor economic opportunities, having necessary responsibilities for laboratory services. Almost $600 million on a brand new building down there in Diamonddale. And I'm just going, really? I mean, just this constant, it feels like bureaucratic sprawl that's happening in Lansing. Where do you stand on Lansing spending all kinds of dollars on these huge mega projects under Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
Honestly, it's not surprising me at this point. That's part of the reason why it needs a change. And if no one steps up and puts together a group of other representatives willing to stand up against it, it will continue and it will get worse and worse.
You get elected, you join this caucus, you guys become a voting bloc. They take back the majority, the Republicans take back the majority. Who would you support right now as things stand? Who would you support to be the next Speaker of the House?
Well, if I remember right, there were two people that were interested in doing so last time around, and that would be Matt Maddock and Matt Hall. And I would definitely be supportive of Matt Maddock right now for various reasons that I would love to get into at another date.
Yeah, absolutely. So new speaker, new leadership. You guys take back the majority. It looks like Governor Gretchen Whitmer would have a problem the last 2 years of her governorship.
Well, she's too busy campaigning for the anointment of presidential, in my opinion. But they are hard at work doing what they did last summer, ramming everything through. And I believe that once we get the House back, it must be done back in kind.
Yeah, absolutely. We just learned, basically, watching them in operation, Christian, once you have the power, once you have the gavel, you ram your agenda through. And do you think it's a lesson the Republicans have learned?
No, unfortunately, I've heard it from their mouth. That's not how they're going to operate. But I do realize there's value in negotiating with people across the aisle on solid one specific item issues where you compromise. And I don't consider a compromise, I'll vote for your bill if you vote for me, mine. That's a deal. That's not a compromise.
Right. Exactly. Try to work together in bipartisan nature to do commonsensical things to fix the state. But that's, like you say, not you vote for my bill and I'll vote for your garbage.
Correct.
Okay, good deal. Well, listen, we know you're driving back. We know you have a job. You know you got to get back and service some of your customers. How do you feel after you've filed the papers now and you're driving back, sunny blue sky day? How do you feel on the way back home?
Well, you know, it's a different type of mindset. You go into it unsure of yourself, and once you do it, it's all, you know, it's all in. I have a lot of work to do this. The HRC has a lot of money this year. They've been building the money up. They will obviously support the.
Oops, we dropped him on the cell connection. Christian, are you there? Okay. Well, I wanted to wrap it up and tell him that for this particular race, and this is something I don't do often, this early in the process, because I don't know yet who's going to file, perhaps later today or tomorrow. But as far as I'm concerned personally, I'm going to personally endorse Christian Marcus in this August 6th primary election. If you'd like the picture from 4 years ago in Gaylord area with Ken Borton and his wife, with many of us standing behind him, Christian Marcus, his wife Annette, myself and Vicky, Tom Stillings, Sherry Hogan, Greg Valerio, John and Dina Sumner, many people supported Ken 4 years ago. And I can tell you that they do not support him now and will be voting for Christian Marcus on August 6th primary. And, you know, I hate to say it, but you get down to Lansing, you get sucked into the swamp, and you get changed. And unfortunately, Ken Borton did get changed. And he's not standing up for our principles, our values. And that's basically why Christian Marcus just filed his papers to primary challenge Ken on August 6th. So sorry you weren't able to hear this endorsement. I'll send you the podcast, Christian. But greatly appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Greatly appreciate you stepping up and doing this to serve the people of the 105th House District. And it's going to be basically game on. And may the best man win. So appreciate you coming on the show and breaking the story, and we'll let him get back on the road and get back to work. So last half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.